and hello to a very somber edition of the No Cap Lame Violation episode number 9. And as always, with you, my name is Gregory Mello. Next to me, two guys just doing some reflections, trying to better themselves and
spiraling.
Really get back to what the core of their person is.
The pain is immense.
Andre Turan.
Good afternoon.
And on the other side of the table, our guy that we still believe in to come back from those depths, Louis Ricard.
I'm crying blood because the water ran on my bottle. Oh my gosh.
So today we are actually taking a little bit of a swerve from our usual happy-go-lucky, all-energy, no-cap pod.
We'll still bring it.
And
we'll
still bring it. Today we're going to be, you know, getting to our sensitive sides, I think. We're going to be talking about, what is it, Dre?
This is going to be a very Dove for Men type pod. Hey, Dove, hook us up. That's a promo. But we're talking about broken dreams today. Have you ever just had that ray of sunshine in your life that you thought was going to last forever?
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, just cloudy days for the rest of the time.
Yep.
Shattered dreams.
Yep.
Broken.
Mm-hmm.
Decrepit.
Yep. Good word.
Dying.
Yep.
Emasculated. just stomped on. Welcome to Lane Violation. So open up today, fellas. What, first of all, as a child, let's go back to as a child.
Bro, this is going
to
be a 3-hour pause.
As a child, if you could list like two or three major dreams you had, maybe like
done.
Career, this, not third, and then if they haven't been fulfilled,
done.
Expand.
When do I start?
Whenever you
Greg,
want.
I want to hear you first.
Well, when I was little.
How old? Ballpark.
7.
Okay.
Favorite player in the NBA, Allen Iverson. Not only did I have the very high and unrealistic expectations that I could gain the handles of Allen Iverson, but I thought there was definitely a chance to be able to get on the 76ers and lead them to where AI could not, which was a championship. I will tell you, boys, that dream was shattered.
2 months after that.
Probably a few months afterward. By my uncle, who promptly rejected me at the hoop.
Oh, my gosh.
Disrespectfully.
I'm definitely going to be that uncle. Like, my nephews are a little, like, they're a little young. They're about the age that Greg is mentioning. So, if we're playing hoops, I'm destroying them.
I mean, I already realize I'm going to be that dad.
Like, sit down. Be humble.
Destroy them. But anyway, aside from the pro athlete, I didn't blow out my leg like you guys. I know you guys were much closer.
It was
to
all
dream,
politics.
Most of the dream. I actually had another dream a little bit later. This one was in high school of being a musician, live performer, teaching sometimes when I could. I played trombone for 10 years.
That's
Pretty solid at it. I went to Westchester University for a semester.
Is that how you swoon Ashley?
With music?
Did you serenade?
That's part of it, I think, but
oh,
not
my
exactly.
God. So talented.
I want to be you. Sorry, go ahead.
It wasn't the trombone, though. It was just the singing.
Nice.
Can sing, too? Gosh, dang.
But, yeah, then a couple reality checks, couple of, you know, financial reasons. Also, because if you want to play live music at the highest level, you bet your ass, man, that you're on top of your game 24/7. There's no off days for musicians. As much as we talk to, like, you hear NBA athletes say, like, I want to be a musician or I want to be in entertainment. It's tough, man. It's really a grind. I don't think people understand it as much because they see more mainstream artists. But, like, definitely for those. Even just trying to get towards mainstream, it's a grind every day. But I think those are the two main things, like, in my younger days that I really focused on as my dreams that were broken pretty quick. What about y'all?
What's yours, Dre?
No, you go.
Okay.
Mine is devastating.
Gosh. So I played rugby for about, I think, 17 years. And prior to that, I did 6 years, maybe 6 and a half, of judo with my brother who was coaching me. And he taught me everything I knew pretty much. And there was a day where my best friend at the time, you know, told me, hey, like, you should try this rugby thing with me. I'm going in tomorrow, you know, try it. So I'm like, okay, why not? So I go to the one day, you know, have a blast. And I look at my brother. I'm like, hey, like, the schedule is kind of conflicting. I'm 7 by that point. Schedule is kind of conflicting. What do you want? You know, what should I do? Should I keep going with judo? Should I go rugby? He goes, well, what do you want to do most? And I'm like, well, I want to stay with you, but I also want to play rugby. He's like, well, why don't you just play rugby? In worst case, you can always come back. So I've been playing rugby ever since then, and I was doing relatively well. And I got recruited by this rugby high school in France. And to us in France, the selection process starts way earlier than college. So it was kind of, you know, like one of those, I guess here it'd be like a private school that recruits, except that this school literally guided you to become a professional. So two of my friends that I've met there are professionals in one of the top leagues in the world. But so I got recruited there as a freshman, and I was 6 feet tall, 150 pounds. Like, my body would not agree with me. So I played, you know, as much as I could. And at the end of the year, I was like, you know, we had a meeting with our coaches, and they're like, you know, what, you know, this is what you've done well. This is what you could do better. You know, we'll see next year. At the end of the meeting, I'm like, well, can I ask you guys a serious question? I'm like, yeah. Can I ever make it in this field? And they look at me straight in the eyes and they go, nope. And they're like, you're too skinny. You haven't gained weight. And it's just not there for you. I was like, thank you for your time. Dropped everything. Transferred school and played basketball for a year. And then when I came back here, I played rugby again. And then I tore my ACL in the playoffs to take our team to the national championship. And I lost that game within the first 10 minutes. And that's how I ended my career.
Well,
shattered.
Should I insert some music for you for that story?
Something underneath there?
For that
I
little...
don't know yet.
All right. Dre, do you want me to put some music under? I feel like you guys really need
I think I should
support.
Just leave now.
No.
I don't think
gotta,
I should finish.
You gotta come up here.
Do I have another one? I don't think I have another one quite.
That's pretty big, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I mean, I have a few. But you go ahead, Dre. What's yours? Let's do one each because I feel like ours are going to be
long. Mine's tied together. So I can do two, but they're like simultaneous. Or they're not mutually exclusive. Like they're... So... Anyway, so I grew up in like a sports household. My dad has been a coach in football and wrestling.
Hall of Fame coach now.
For years in the Hampton Roads area in Virginia. You know, the Hampton Roads area is like really ripe with with talent, like the Michael Vicks.
Andre Terrance.
Allen Iverson, Greg. That's recent, like Cam Chancellor, Percy Harvin, guys like that. Like they've all come from that area and a lot of more names. So, like, the 757 area is, like, a tough area to play any sport. Like, that's what you do. But, I mean, as a child, like, my dad expected me to be a great athlete. And, but, you know, I had to perform in the classroom as well, too. He used to always say to me, are you an average athlete? I was like, nah. He'd be like, then, you know, why would you be an average student? So, like, those two things had to go together. So, from, like, the age of six, One of my early dreams as a child, I really wanted to be a firefighter bad. And if this journalism thing doesn't pan out, I will be back in Virginia Beach as a firefighter. Just saying.
All right.
That might happen. So that dream is not shattered.
Yet.
But other than that, like pretty much like any other little black boy, I wanted to be a professional athlete. I was really talented at baseball. I was really talented at football. I was better at baseball as a child growing up. because I was kind of a late bloomer as far as like my physicality in football. That didn't really kick until like I was like in sixth grade. So I wasn't soft. I was just kind of hesitant on some.
You were not angry enough.
Yeah. So like I was killing my baseball leagues growing up. So I'm like, so in my head, I'm like, yeah, man. So I'm gonna be a two sport professional athlete.
Cause why not?
Yeah, cause I'm gonna be great at football. Baseball's a given because I'm already nice. I'm dominating everything I'm playing. Yeah. So I'm straight. And
Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray.
I was thinking, you know, more Dion.
Yeah, all right.
You know,
Bo.
But yeah, of that athlete.
He'd be that guy.
I was thinking, you know, I was gonna, you know, rush for 1,000 yards of running back and hit 35 jacks.
Average season.
In the same year.
Chilling.
Yeah. On a consistent basis.
Easy.
It's the mind of a child.
It's the mind of a child. Grown child.
Okay. Tied into that vision, I always, as a child, I was like a Virginia Tech fanatic. The only thing I really wanted to do, if I didn't play pro football or anything, I would have been okay just playing in Lane Stadium at Virginia Tech. I would have been cool with that, right? And so, like, you know, I'm getting older, and things are going well in sports. Then all of a sudden, you know, I'm in eighth grade. Things are going really well. I'm dominating baseball. I'm doing well in wrestling. Football is going well. I'm like 5'8" in eighth grade. So I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna be about 6'1", 6'2". Even though my dad is 5'7", my mom's 5'4". It's just not possible. So like all of a sudden, I'm like things going. I'm like, yeah, this is going great. You know, I thought. Because my dad was a coach, he used to be really close to like Virginia Tech coaches. Remember when I was like 10, I was in Frank Beam's office as one of my dad's players was getting recruited. I'm in there like trying on like Orange Bowl rings and stuff, chilling in Frank Beam's office. It was the greatest day of my life. So I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely going to be here in the next 8 years. Easy.
See ya.
Until I didn't get any taller from 5'8". I stayed 5'8" from eighth grade to now. And all my friends got taller. And then some other circumstances. Politics in high school really did occur.
Definitely politics.
Which snubbed me from any shots that D1 offers.
By the way, you guys think he's kidding? It actually had,
no.
That's the only one case serious. That we're not messing around about politics playing a role into the development of a child.
All I'm saying, bro, is it was some stuff that I'm not going to expand on today, but some stuff that where adults want to take something down on a child because of an adult's beef. As a grown man, you don't take things out on a person's kid.
You don't take out anything on anyone.
That's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm going to say, long story short, I went from starting 106 games by senior year in high school on both sides of the ball in football to starting 5 by the sixth game of the year after getting benched as a senior starter. That was getting looks. And I was a team captain. That should tell you enough. So now I'm here covering sports instead of playing it because I'm not 6'2", because I don't run a 4'4", and, you know, because I also, you know, got handicapped in high school. So now I'm covering sports.
Shattered.
Greg, if I was 6'2", 6'3", you wouldn't know me right now. You'd be talking about me. That's what I'm saying. That's how I feel.
I'm 6'4", and I'm still here.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
I mean, I'm probably not as athletic as you were, but... Gosh, we had it all. I knew a guy. I knew a guy, though, like Dre. He grew up so quickly when we were kids. And, bro, like... I was so skinny compared to him, and he would just take the ball, run 100 yards. Like, people would just bounce off of him. 3 years later, I'm 6 foot tall. He's 5'7". I'm like, what's good? And he wasn't able to do anything anymore. And I felt horrible for him.
Hurtful.
But I felt really happy about myself.
It's hurtful.
So I was like, late bloomers for the win.
That's why I still like...
But 5'8 is not bad. Like, 5'8 is not... It's not good for the league, but it's not a bad height.
If you're 5'8 trying to play any professional sport,
you're screwed.
You have to be exceptional. Like, you have to literally be exceptional. I wasn't an exceptional athlete. I was a pretty good athlete, but at my height, I wasn't exceptional. Like, you have to do things that other people aren't doing at that size.
But I'm saying, in general, it's a pretty good height, except for the league. That's the only issue. I mean, you can't breathe on the subway either, but I guess that's another thing. Like, I have clear...
He'd have to turn into, Darren Sproles if he wanted to be.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You're going to be the greatest announcer / columnist / analyst ever.
I'll take that right now. I received that.
You're welcome.
I received that.
That is 5'8".
Also, to finish...
That is
5'8".
Yeah.
I did, to finish the story,
sorry.
I think I had a preferred walk-on lined up for Tech, but decided not to go because I feel like I didn't earn a scholarship. So that crushed both dreams right there as well.
Wait. You were offered the scholarship?
No, I was offered a walk-on opportunity.
Oh, okay.
This was a situational walk-on thing where it was like, they offered it to me while my dad was still coaching football. Like, well, if Andre doesn't earn a scholarship with us, he could always, you know, come on. So this wasn't like a senior, you know, we don't have no scholarships, we'll take you type deal. Okay. It was kind of like a kind of standing offer. And because I didn't earn a scholarship, you know, yeah, I mean, he can still come. Yeah, no. No. So I decided to go play D3 ball and
kick it.
Yeah.
Hey,
Northwestern now. You're fine.
Yeah. We good. We straight.
Dominating in the G League.
I think.
And in the 2K.
I got really sad one day. It was
and in Madden. You just won a Super Bowl in Madden. Come on.
I did just win a Super Bowl in Madden. That was.
That's yeah. big.
That division game was
yeah.
my worst performance.
Crazy.
For sure.
I'm going to go like 5-11 this year. It's cool. But a couple days, not a couple days ago, I think it was like, I don't know, 23. Yeah. So like 2 years ago, bro, I was sitting there watching the NFL draft, bro. And like this deep pitted pain just started to come over me because I realized this was supposed to be the year that I was supposed to get drafted. I said to myself, yo, when I was like 11, if you would have asked me where I'd be at this point in time, then compared to where I am now,
you're much better off. No CTEs in the horizon.
Yo, Andre, where are you going to be in 10 years? You know I'm playing for the Falcons.
You better stick around.
Watch that boy cook.
Hurt my feelings.
Michael Vick going to be teammates with me.
That didn't work out.
At that point in time, I was raised a Redskins fan, so at that point in time, I was a Redskins fan. I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to play for the Redskins and the Nationals RG3. At the same time and revive both of their organizations, carry both of them to the top of the game. Sad.
Happens, man.
Who was in that draft class? Some good names there.
What year was it?
It was 2017.
2017?
Isn't that the golf years?
So it was last.
That's Trubisky.
It should have been actually this past. No, it was this past.
Was it this past year?
No, it was 17 because I told myself, no, or was it 18?
So 17 is golf.
No, because I was a junior in 18, right? No.
I don't know.
No, it was 17. It's 17 because I told myself I would have came out early.
So you had golf and
golf was 16. Mahomes is 17.
Yeah.
Mahomes 17. Trubisky 17.
Yeah, all those guys.
Watson 17.
Who were the backs in that class?
Wasn't it? No, Gordon was way before that.
Was it like the Dalvin Cooks and them?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That was 17. Yeah. Fournette.
Better than Dalvin Cook.
Yeah. No. Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Is there anything outside of like career like series that you had like a bit minor things that just busted?
My hopes that were busted, that they were minor. How much are we willing to divulge on this podcast?
I mean, you know.
I don't know if you want to go down that route.
I don't.
Because I have a list of about 23 people.
You know what happened. So I don't. I don't want to get into that. I'm literally going to cry. No.
I'm literally going to cry.
I was kidding. Besides career, yeah, I'm sweating the hell out of this program. Like, if it doesn't pay off,
my
dream's about to be shattered like crazy.
Yeah, if I don't...
Like, this is a massive gamble, people.
If I don't... for you, for extreme, a lot.
Like, everything's on the table here. And knowing me, probably not going to pay off.
I mean,
however, if we get over 1,000 subscribers on this podcast, I will be able to make it work.
Please rate and subscribe. Every subscribe gets us closer to Louie not crying and
hashtag
being
make Louie happy and make Louie a citizen.
Yeah, make Louie
a
citizen.
Can we start two hashtags?
Yeah.
Make Louie a citizen.
Hashtag make Louie a citizen.
Yeah.
I feel like I would bring a lot to the society. I feel like I will be a productive member of society.
I mean, it can't get any worse.
I mean, you can speak. Pretty, you can speak English pretty good, more so than
I mean, I'm okay. I think that I'm okay at speaking the English language.
I hope people understand I did that intentionally.
But it's not very much about the language itself. It's about my ability to speak French in certain occasions.
Yes, and then also you got to know, you know, what are the spots of fast food, obviously. But you know that because they come out to France too.
I own those fast foods. They all know me downstairs in the bedroom. They're like, that boy's cooking today. McDonald's girl, I always go to the same girl. She's always like, how you doing today, sir? I'm like, good, give me 4 burgers. She's like, that sounds about right. Give me that treat.
And then he also knows the Star Spangled Banner, which not enough Americans know the lyrics to. So,
are we including the third verse?
No, we're not including the third verse.
All right.
Just checking.
That third verse is...
That's the one. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Let's not...
But I do know that. I know some stuff.
He knows some things. I think hashtag make Louis a citizenship.
All I'm saying is, ladies, my man needs some citizenship here. Look, dog. He's
also true.
6'4", very attractive guy, smart-witted, very aggressive in the right situations. I'm talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's, say
he's,
somebody
he's
messes.
Assertive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, instead of you having to handle somebody messing his order up, he'll step up and say, you messed my shorty order. Because, you know, usually you be waiting for your woman to be like, hey, babe, they messed my food up. They step up fast.
I'm not letting
that
happen.
Oh, no, we're not standing for this. Nope, Louis will do it himself.
I do get that.
He's bilingual. Trilingual. Come on, we're trying to get this man some citizenship. You can help fulfill a man's dream today if you call 1-800.
Andre Turan, that guy.
Andre Turan?
You'll fall in love within, like, 3 years, I think.
3 years? Yeah.
Like, I give it 3 years. Like,
it's
long. From the day, like...
It's a commitment. You gotta... Yeah. Ladies,
it's an investment.
You are not just investing in this citizenship for a couple of months, all right? You get all of this time with this man.
I can cook.
He's exotic.
I'm great with babies.
Yeah.
I'm awesome with families.
Yeah.
I mean, I have 4.
Has a car. Big, big win for him.
Yeah. Really good at Premiere.
Yes. Very fast with Premiere.
You know, you wouldn't
get
believe
some video
how that.
Stuff. Yeah, this guy really has.
You wouldn't believe
stuff
how
on this.
Pay off.
He bangs out some things pretty quickly. Yeah. We still question it.
I'm saying, it's talented. We got to get Louis that full citizenship.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. I mean, we're talking about me. We have the guy across from me
come
right
on,
now.
I don't know. We're not doing this.
He's single as a Pringle, and he's just...
We're not doing this.
He's just so great at everything he does.
This is a family show.
What do you mean? Just ask people to marry me online, like
yeah,
on air.
But this is your livelihood at stake. This is just my emotional existence.
Which is attached to your livelihood.
Debatable.
I don't think it's debatable.
No.
But all I'm saying...
We're not promoting this right now. We're promoting Louis.
We'll have another pod to promote Dre.
Maybe. We're going to do a Twitter poll later with Louis' headshot connected to it and see if we get some static.
Hashtag make Louis a citizen.
Sure. Hashtag make Louis a citizen.
You guys do whatever you want. I'm not running any of that because I don't want to be.
Can we set up like a speed dating joint for you?
For Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's do that.
Maybe we'll get that done.
Let's make him a Bumble account.
The three people account? That will listen to this show will be like, oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Including my dad, my mom, and uncle, maybe.
Mrs. Trent and Mrs. Trent, if you're listening to this, I swear I'm a nice person. I don't ask for problem. And I'm just here so I won't get fined. Like, I'm here so I won't get deported. Yes, would a green card help me? Absolutely. Do I want to get married for that? Absolutely not. I want to do it for the right reasons. But desperate times.
I don't really got no cousins for you, nothing. Most of my cousins are dudes. That's not happening, bro. Sorry. Greg, you got any cousins for Louis?
Cousins?
Yeah. Relatives that are here?
That are here?
Yeah,
like in
never
the US?
Mind, Greg.
I got I mean, some. Louis? I mean, listen, Washington Heights in the Bronx. Oh. I got some family there. Very Hispanic-friendly neighborhoods, if you're into that demographic.
Shoot, you can take me there.
Yeah, no, I have family there.
You can take me there right now.
Right after we walk out of the studio.
Yeah, we get in this private jet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Louis, by the way.
Yes.
Ladies.
Yes.
Louis jet.
Hashtag make Louis a citizen. I could do some investigative work for you and see who of my family still has some...
All right.
Availability in their roster, yeah. You know.
And think about the season we're coming up here, too. So, like, this is the trade deadline of, like, cuffing season, basically. So, you know, the beginning of the year.
Of what? I'm sorry?
Cuffing season.
I'm sorry. Could you explain that?
So, you know, cuffing season starts basically in October. So, like, you got that back end of September. Those last 2 weeks is kind of September where, like, everyone is, like, you know, still coming off the hot kind of like fling stage of summer or whatever, and now they're ready to buckle in because the winter's coming soon. So then, you know, they got that free agency period where you're in your talking stage for about 2 weeks. You get a 2 week buffer to see if you really want to be with the person you pursued into October. That usually runs through the Christmas season where gifts are exchanged. New Year's, y'all think y'all gonna be together forever. Valentine's Day, it's make it or break it time. Either you have to break up before Valentine's Day, something goes wrong on Valentine's Day or after. So then that means that's trade deadline period.
So this
there's going to be some people available.
So this is what you're saying, this deadline here. So, okay, is the deadline attached to the commitment to do something for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
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 So you if you
fun fact,
if you commit to that gift or that outing,
yes,
you were signing up for
yep.
this next this either this 3 month
or also or you're making a play yes. to make an acquisition.
Okay.
Yes. So Valentine's Day, you could put all your chips on the table. Either
like
you're about
the Lakers
to lose.
Should.
Yeah, like the Lakers should. Either you're about to lose her or you're trying to gain her.
Like Anthony Davis is a 10 right now. The Lakers are like that average dude who's like a 7 on a good day when he cleans up nice, you know? And like we need homeboy to like go full like flowers, chocolate,
yep,
serenades, nice meal. We need him to go all out.
It's almost acquisition time here. Yeah. Because if you make it through the February period, that means you about to roll through spring into summer again, probably still in a relationship. This is a tough time right here. You're going to see some real pivotal changes in the relationship landscape.
So, and then, but we're also seeing buyout season come up because that's where all the available, okay.
For sure. I see what you're saying. For sure. It's more of a, I see it more of a, what is it, a transfer in soccer? You just buy, you know,
yep.
you just all out.
You loan.
Yeah, it's more like that. It's like, I'm putting these chips on the table for shorty. And if, you know, Valentine's Day don't go well, there's going to be some people available. Hashtag make Louis a citizen.
I don't know how that relates to any of that, but okay.
This you prime, it's prime picking season for you soon.
This is your time.
But
this
I
is
don't
also your
do the
time,
picking.
But this is both of your time.
I don't want to do the picking.
Well, I'm sorry that you're a man and that's how things work.
You see, but.
All right, that's not always the case.
Equality.
I don't want equality, right? No blank
statements. I want a woman to come to me like a grown adult and be like, hey, I think you're attractive and a nice person. Would you like to go out with
me? Yeah, good luck, bro.
Never happening. And I know, I'm gonna make the first move. But it would be nice, and it would be, you know, I would be happy. I'd be like, you know what? Even if I wasn't interested, I'd be like, you know what? I would just because you had the cojones, as they say in somewhere, to take me out.
I mean,
that's don't you agree?
Like, that separates you from me.
You wouldn't, what?
His standards are much too high.
No, that's not what I'm saying, Greg.
I'm incredibly picky.
Don't let Greg
I'm incredibly picky.
That.
I think, no.
I'm not saying nothing either way.
That's so weird. What do you mean?
I'm stuck here. This is where I am. I'm stuck here.
This is why you're single.
This is, I'm not coming out of this. I'm stuck here.
You're weird. What do you mean?
I can't risk it no more, bro.
He doesn't
can't
wanna,
risk it no more.
I can't he's, put any
he's,
more
he's been
stuff on the
in
line.
The batter's
that's
box.
That's bullcrap.
So now this is really tying into broken dreams here.
No, yeah, that's bullcrap.
I put enough,
bro.
On the line.
You're gonna tell me that?
I'm the OG of it. You're fresh. You're a freshie. You're a newbie. I've been in this game, dude. Who you talking to, cuz?
Why are you flexing on me all the time?
I've
like
been
that?
Here, dude. It's a 2.5 year thing rolling
are
right
you,
now.
Are you competing?
He is one of the chairmen.
I know this
he's
game.
He's one of the chairmen of the organization.
Are you competing to have the most broken heart?
No, it's just a fact. Well, my heart is actually not broken. I'm actually pretty fine.
I know. You're doing pretty well. I'm just saying.
I'm stuck here in this
box. But no,
box.
Don't let the past. Okay, message to everyone out there.
Hold on, are we doing a Valentine's Day pod? Because that'd be hilarious.
I mean,
we'll be in.
We can
do a preview.
Yeah, we can.
On Tuesday, we could do a preview Valentine's Day. But to all the people out there, I don't know. I don't care if you're
with some relationship,
any kind of gender. If you've got your heart broken, do not let that affect your next encounters with someone, because person could be incredibly perfect for you, and you're just gonna.
That's
mess
not what I'm saying either, though.
I was just like,
don't, that, yo, that don't be targeting me here.
Say,
that's not what I'm saying,
I
blood.
That's not
what I'm saying.
Andre did not say that. All I'm saying is that do not let your past experiences block you and disable you from actually opening up to someone else, because what if that someone else is perfect for you and you're just gonna mess that up because you're like, oh well, you know, back in high school I got heartbroken because my boyfriend didn't know what he wanted, so he told me that we'd do a long distance thing in college, but it didn't work out. No, I don't want
to. That's everybody's story.
Straight up. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, like, you say, yeah, bad stuff happens. I don't want it to happen again. Show me that you can handle that. And if the guy or the girl can handle that, dope. But do not let your past experiences, like, get in the way of anything. I'm done.
All I'm saying, hashtag McLewis. I just don't got the juice no more.
You do
get I don't, bro. Like, I don't know how to operate it within the...
We'll have a relationship advice pod on Tuesday.
Bro, what do you mean? You can do it alone because you know you clearly figure it out.
No, I have it figured out. I'm great at giving relationship advice. It just doesn't work for me. I'm like Hitch. Oh,
okay, you're the same. Okay,
I'm just like me Hitch.
Too. Yeah. Well, no, he ends up with a girl in the end.
That's a movie.
Well, then you're not like Hitch.
Yeah, because I don't have Eva Mendes, and I'm also not like 6'2" like Will Smith.
You guys are
weird. I'm also not Will Smith, so I guess I'm just but not.
You could
Hitch.
Be.
Debatable.
I don't know if it's debatable. He's not Will Smith.
Greg, I said it's debatable.
You're shattering his dream now, Greg.
I'm sorry.
Louis' dream that he had for me.
Put it on my tab.
Hashtag make Louis a citizen.
Hashtag make Louis a citizen.
Was there anything as a child that a little thing that or a specific event that really hurt you? Like something, for example, you really expected to get a specific toy at Christmas or something that you didn't get. You just crushed or something little like that.
Trying to think back.
You all want me to open up? Just to...
Yes.
Yeah, you all go ahead.
So, for years, I love my parents to death. They've done everything for me. Everything I am is because of them. But all I wanted as a child from the age of about 5 was a Thomas the Train set. That's it. A Thomas the Train set. My mom, wonderful educator. She used to take us to Barnes & Nobles, all the bookstores like that. You know, they got that play area for the kids in there. With Thomas the Train. I just wanted a train set. I never got that train set. Dream shattered. I just wanted to put my own tracks together. I just wanted to have my own set of trains. It'd been the craziest train track creation existence ever. I never got that opportunity. Thomas the freaking train. Choo-choo.
That was the saddest choo-choo I ever heard. Greg, what's yours?
So it's not really my parents or not getting a gift or anything, but it's tied. It's related to my shattering of my professional athlete dreams. So I want to say probably somewhere around junior high or middle school, whatever you call it, depending where you're from. Tried out for the travel rec team.
No.
My guy.
No.
Easily made it through the first round of cuts.
That's my guy.
Made it to, I think it was 3 days. So I made it to middle of the second day, and we show up a little later. One of these guys that's trying out that I'm acquaintances with. I don't want to say we're friends at the time. Makes his entrance and he says something not something you would say in a setting that you're in a workplace or professional where you're trying out for just any situation where you're being judged character wise, comes up to me and says that. One of the coaches who was facing away turned around and looked at me.
Oh, what did he say?
Thought I said that. I don't remember at the time. Right. It was just something that it wasn't crazy like an F-bomb or something, but it was something like that. And the coach would be like, oh, is that what you gotta say, man? And I was because at the time I was there's no way I'm getting dragged down by this kid. So I was nah, I did not say that. So I pointed him out immediately. Of course, politics, like you guys are saying, who wants to see that kid immediately give up someone else? I guess, I don't know. But, I had a okay rest of the tryout. And, they gather everyone together at the end. They have that very nice speech, thank you guys for all trying out, appreciate it, appreciate the energy out here. We have a few guys that we just know right away that we're gonna have on the team now or make the final cuts. So they singled those guys out and they're like, yeah, so we have a few other spots. If you get a call later tonight, then we'll see you tomorrow, and if not, thanks for trying out. I didn't receive a call, gentlemen.
I'm going after that person.
Didn't receive a call. And I know for a fact, considering that I found out some of the other people who made it also, it was not because of what I did on the court that evening.
He could have became something great.
I could have been a rec league all-star, okay? But no, this was meant to be. So, Louis, what do you...
I'm trying to think of mine.
Let me give you another one while you're sitting there.
Mine sounds really petty now.
Are you still thinking? Want me to drop another one?
Is it when we, like, only children?
No, nah, I'm, like, in middle school at this point.
Oh, God. You go ahead. I need you, like, time to phrase this one. This one.
Peep this. This is like,
hard.
Like, higher level, like, Andre Turan stuff that, like, only Andre Turan and a couple of his boys know. Well, like primarily my cousins because they was
so
there.
So you're going to give it to a wide audience of four members?
Yeah.
We're getting real deep now.
Pause. So starts seventh grade summer going into seventh grade. I'm at this program called Junior University. It's one of those like one of those academic summer camps where like you do like cool classes or whatever. They take them coming field trips to like colleges.
They make you feel good about
yourself. Yeah, like, you know. It's one of those things, so like your parents keep you occupied, but it's not like a summer camp where you're constantly outside doing stuff. Like it's cool. So I'm not gonna dive into the story, but what college were we? I think we went up to go visit JMU. And there was this shorty I was peeping the whole time I was there. And I was like, man. Of course I'm in middle school. I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, man, I would really like to get with her. But like, what does that mean in middle school?
You know what I'm saying? Middle school you figure
it
out.
But like, you know, but come on now.
You wanna hold her hand and kiss her, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, first of all, I'm going to start with the good part, and then it's going to crash.
See, why do you have to say that? We wanted the natural buildup with a... Go ahead.
But anyway, so she ended up being, on this trip, my first kiss ever, which was crazy. I was like, oh, this is live. This is how this works? Like, okay, I guess this is what I wanted. Like,
he just said this is live.
Yeah, because, like, as a middle schooler, I guess this is what I wanted. Oh, this is the mint lip gloss girl. That's
Yeah.
That's her. That's her. Remember I was telling you how like I like mint now?
I want to meet her.
I don't know where she is, or I don't even know if I remember her name.
Shout out to you, random girl.
And she's popped it on me. I wasn't even expecting it. She was like, hey, Andre, I turned my face, bang, right there. I said, oh, this is great.
That would not go smoothly nowadays.
What? It was bad. Oh, it wasn't like on my behalf. It was terrible because I wasn't expecting it. My boy, his name was Andre too, he egged me on to go do it again, so I did it again. But yeah, that's the extra details. So at this point in time, that year moves forward. She actually goes in the same school district. Not the same school, but
that's hot.
So I'm wrestling, and this I finally came into like my I finally blossomed and like
became
my
own person. Yeah,
I'm bodying kids, like I'm wrecking kids, bro, like demolishing kids. So
in baseball or football?
This is in wrestling.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, listen, Louis.
Didn't care.
Gosh. So I'm demolishing kids. That's cool. That year passes. I go to wrestle again. I'm crushing kids. I haven't seen this girl in a couple years now. We're at the middle school tournament championship. I am literally running through the tournament. Like, I am beating the brakes off of other kids. I'm a grown man at this point. So I'm really feeling myself. Guess who happened to be sitting in the stands watching her mans wrestle? Old girl. So I said, this dude definitely isn't as good as me. It's the finals. He's not in a different weight class. He just wrestled for third and fourth and got third. I'm about to win the tournament. So why not go pull up on her? I go up to her with my boys. We pulled up on her three deep. I had three other cats with me. I go up to her. I was like, look, I'm going to make this bet with you right now. This is the most confident I've ever been in my life. If I beat this dude, matter of fact, if I stick this dude, if I pin, bro, you going out with me and my boys tonight. I'm in eighth grade, bro. Where am I going?
Nowhere.
We end up going to some skating rink, by the way. So
I was about to say, either bowling
cool.
or skating.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. It was a good night. She tell me, all right. I'm like, okay.
Game on.
I went out there and pinned bro so fast. Like, I've never wrestled with such a fervor. I pinned bro so fast. I look up in the stands.
She gone.
She gone. Damn. Matter of fact, not only is she gone, I pan my eyes to the door. She's walking out with her mans. They hold hands. He got his third place medal. Because like they had already called out, like they call out the like they medal people in between like the finals matches. His weight class was so much lower than mine that he already had all his medal. She walked out. I got straight pump fake. Dreams just shattered. I said, you know, it's cool. I got this gold medal. If you're not first, you're last. So did I really win that day? Did I really win that day? Did I really win that day?
Nope. No, sir. No, sir. don't know how to top that.
Crushed.
Actually, there was kind of a similar situation. So I'm in, I think it's a ski camp, from what I remember. I'm pretty sure it was a ski camp. I was living back in Paris back then, but we went, I don't know where, we went to like the mountains or something to go ski. Pretty solid like amount of people, okay? And this wonderful girl, Clementine was her name.
Oh.
I remember that.
Clementine, I mean, you kind of
That's how shattered my dreams are. Kidding. And we're doing like this whole week, like kind of a, I'm just chilling, I'm having fun with, you know, because I'm, boys are with the boys and, you know, the girls are with the girls at that point. That's like that awkward phase when like, everyone come dance and you clearly see the separation between the two, you know? And so the trip goes on and I'm just talking with her like as a very like in a friendly manner. And she waited till the night before to tell me how she felt about me.
Oh man.
So we kiss because come on, now we're going to get married at this point. I know it, you know, I'm a kid. This is it. I found the one. I'm straight. We stay together the entire train ride back home. Like, we're like, love you, Doey, and everything. Get off the train. Her mom's waiting for her. And I'm like, this is where you pull the move. Turn around, kiss her in front of the mother. I'm like, I'll see ya.
Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was beautiful.
The mom got excited, too.
What?
Like, hi, how you doing? I'm like, Louis, nice to meet you. Not in a manly way. I was like, I'm Louis, nice to meet you. See her walking.
This is how France works.
She's walking this way. I'm walking that way.
It's a different place.
Completely opposite direction. Give it one last look. She looks at the same exact time. Never saw her again.
Oh, man.
Dreams shattered. I hope she's doing well, though.
Clementine, shout out to you. You know her name.
There's no way I heard you. You're going to hear this. But never saw her again. And I looked for her on Facebook. Hardcore.
I mean, I had to know. Yeah, no. Not wrong.
Nothing.
No, that's terrible.
Also, second one, this is my first love story. But guess when it happens? Takes place in kindergarten. No. Is it preschool? Like the before first grade?
There's kindergarten. Both. Yeah, there's preschool and then kindergarten.
Pre-K, then kindergarten.
Kindergarten. I'm, I don't know, like five at this point, four? Whatever. This wonderful lady named Zoe. We're having fun.
Oh, she's a kid?
Oh, we're both kids.
Okay.
Both four. And, you know, like, I'm, you know, she, I was always with her because she was doing judo with me at the time with my brother, so we'd always be hanging out. And for some reason, we'd kiss, like, all the time. Like, we'd go, like, meet underneath the, like, slide. Some,
like, crazy little kid type, like, stuff. Like, yeah. That's weird.
And we went out, I guess, quote unquote. We didn't really go
kindergarten.
Out. From, bro.
From the swing
from
set?
Kindergarten to till, from kindergarten till fourth grade.
Oh, you went for the long run.
Yeah. Her mom loved me. Her
Ladies,
dad
this is
loved
what we're
me.
Saying. This is an investment.
But hold up, though. Here's the worst part. One day, everything's going well. And she comes up to me and is like, Louis, I'm moving out. I'm like, what do you mean you're moving
out? Y'all were standing in the same, like, playhouse together?
No. She was like, my parents, I'm moving. I'm leaving the town. Like, her parents were moving out. And in my head, my imagination was so crazy at the time that I was like, she's moving to, like, Antarctica. Like, I'm never, like, she's gone. Like, I'm never seeing her again. So I'm just sobbing like crazy. She's sobbing like crazy. From what I remember, maybe she was happy. I don't really remember.
Some
I remember
these details
it my way.
Might not be 100%.
So
yeah,
so it might not be extra accurate. But remember, her mom was like a little sad for us and stuff. My parents were like, God damn, that sucks, man. I'm sorry. My brother was like, you know, whatever. And I never heard of her again until 2 years ago when I'm FaceTiming my brother. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, how's everything? He's like, I remember Zoe. I'm like, do I remember Zoe? I don't know. I haven't, like, looked her up. He was like, do you remember Zoe? I was like, yeah, of course. Like, yeah. He goes, well, yeah, she's actually, like, she was in college for judo. Like, she got a scholarship and everything for judo. So she was wrecking kids.
Nice. Hold up. You want me to hurt you even more? What if you would have chosen judo?
Bro.
Oh, star-crossed? Who?
What if you would have...
Because she was still in my class. I would have followed her all around. What
if you would have chosen judo?
Maybe it was... That's why God didn't want me to do rugby. Maybe I should do judo again.
Yeah.
Nah. So anyways...
That's hurtful. My
so heart so, so, you, so you was telling her, like, it was, I mean, like, yeah, she's doing really well and stuff. I saw her at that competition. I was like, oh, good. Well, if you see her again, you can tell her I said hi. But that was the extent of it.
We won't find her.
But... When you're a kid,
what's her last
name? And like, and I don't know. Actually, no, I do. I think I don't know. Any relationship you have like means the world to you. Like you're never like we've all had, you know, the friend group that we start with, and it's like we're ride or dies. Like, you know, and usually it doesn't pan out that way. Hopefully, it does for some people. But her, like, she was like, she's my girl, you know, like, and she moved out. It wasn't even her decision,
right?
Her selfish parents, I'm just kidding. Her parents moved out. And I was like, gosh,
ruined your lives, really.
It hurt me. It hurt me. That was another one.
It's terrible.
But yeah, hashtag make Louis a citizen.
Moral of the story.
Hashtag make Louis a citizen.
Also, quick shout out to Jake Meisner. Because he texted me and he said, do you have a podcast? And I was like, do we have a podcast?
Come on.
He said, give me a shout out. And I was like, all right.
We have a cast pod.
That's even better.
You know what that is, Greg. You know how that rocks. You know how that rolls. Cast pod.
Any final quick stories before we head out of here?
I'm trying to
roll out.
I feel like the next one will probably take me over the edge. So
please only. Discuss what you want to. Don't let it just fester and then kind of spill out on the pod, or else I will make sure it won't see the air.
These are child things.
Yeah.
Here's
yeah,
the thing.
I know you're.
It's a kid.
I know.
Here's the thing, though. Like, we are talking about all
I
these things.
That Tom's the train set, man.
We're talking about all these things that, you know, broke our hearts or shattered our dreams, but we're some of the luckiest people on this earth.
For sure.
And, you know, we're extremely happy that we found one another and doing what we love here. And if it wasn't for any of those heartaches that we've encountered throughout our lives, you know, we wouldn't be at Northwestern now. And, you know, our lives may have taken a completely different path. And no matter – and I know it's, like, super cheesy to say, but no matter what you go through, there's a reason for it. And you should just be thankful and learn from it and grow from it.
For sure.
And I'm very happy that all these things happen.
Yeah.
I'm upset that they happen. Yeah. But I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for it. So,
granted,
it works.
Could I be signing a $13 million first round?
Probably not.
Contract signing bonus? Yeah.
You're still 5'8". it's
a little closer to like sixth round, maybe like a flyer compensatory pick. You know, you get those the 700K. I'm just saying. You know.
I'd take 700K right now. Would you take 700G?
I'd kill someone for 700K. I'm completely kidding. I would never do that. But I would definitely sign it anything, pretty much. Well, I would read it first. Probably not, though, for a second. but we got to be thankful, man. Got to be thankful.
For sure. So, I think we're going to wrap it up now. We just kind of, you know, want to have a... We're fine.
We took a mental day yesterday.
We're good.
We're feeling good.
We want to have a lighthearted pod.
I'm doing great.
Look, guys. I'm telling you, this cuffing season trade deadline is approaching. Get yourself together.
Speaking of broken dreams.
Get yourself together. This could make or break your season.
Or my citizenship.
This is relationship
or Louis
advice
citizenship.
To the LA Lakers. This is making or breaking your season.
Yeah. Or
to just, you know, everyday people out there.
And if you're shy, don't be. Honestly, like, it sounds stupid.
You can wait till the summertime.
Don't be shy.
You can wait. That offer's still going to be on the table for some of you.
Maybe.
For some of you.
Maybe.
But the thing about the summertime.
It's too late.
It's a different animal. It's a different animal.
People are there for a good time, not a long time.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go. That's shout out to all the other teams that want to get with Anthony
Davis. We're bridging this gap from this pod to next Tuesday's pod where we actually.
This is so beautiful.
We're going to do some.
This is how talented we are.
Next week's No Cap, we're going to do some film review.
Yep.
We're going to look at some. Some tape
for
some past history. We're going to project out forward for you guys for your Valentine's days. We're going to tell you the best and the worst deals. Yep.
The Valentine's Day care package.
We are going to. Sure. We're going to hook you guys up, all right? You guys are going to make some good choices.
Make sure you spread that hashtag around.
All right? So make sure you guys, as always, 5-star review on iTunes. please. You know, leave us a review.
And share it. Please share it. It doesn't take much to retweet it.
Nope.
To let people know. It's funny. If you are entertained by any of what we're saying, please share it. Let other people enjoy it.
Two of the few of you that do listen to this and I see your likes to the tweet, that's great. Just add the extra 10 seconds to just 5-star or, you know, give us a comment even on our tweets. You know,
and feedback is always welcome, too. I'm sorry to cut you off. No, feedback is always welcome. Please let us know what you want us to talk about. Please let us know what you'd like to do, like us to do more or less. We are here to improve and learn from you guys as much as you guys are here to learn from us. Please let us know.
Hey, there's this thing called the retweet button. It's actually, you know, probably less than a centimeter beside the like button. Oh, and also Twitter somehow shows your likes these days, so you might as well retweet it. Thank you for listening to Lane Violation. We crossed a couple lines today. We're going to keep hitting you hard and heavy. Get ready for some probably a solid basketball pod on Thursday.
I think so. I think it's
a little all-star preview.
It'll be all right.
Yeah?
I think it'll be all right.
So?
Maybe not the full fire yet, but we'll be up there.
For sure. So we'll be live from Charlotte next week this time. And so y'all get ready to catch that fire. Y'all have a good day, and thank you for listening.
Peace.